we're going to be getting rid of credit cards? Paying for stuff with our smartphones? Moose Miller sitting in tonight for Esme Murphy on WCCO. That seems to be the case. Experts are pointing towards 2020. You won't be handling paper currency coins. It'll be your smartphone. Credit cards will have become a thing of the past as well. Joining us this evening is Julio Ojeda Zapata, joining us from the Pioneer Press. He writes on tech things. They're tech columnists. Welcome to WCCO.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this appears to be on the horizon and approaching a little bit more rapidly than some people had thought.
Well, forget 2020. You can do this right now. I wrote a couple of columns not too long ago about a growing number of establishments in the Twin Cities that let you pay with your phone. And the way that works is you have an app on your phone, and the people in this establishment have the same app. And your phone can talk to the iPad that they're using in their establishment to process payments. So you could literally walk in the door, and you appear on their iPad, and then you just walk up, and your payment is already done. You never reach into your pocket for a credit card. You don't even reach into your pocket for your phone. The whole thing happens automatically.
All right. How do you consummate or approve it so that you don't mistakenly walk out of the store having bought a whole bunch of stuff and go, wait a minute?
Well, there's this Chinese food place in downtown Minneapolis. I stood in line, got my food, got up to the register. They're using an iPad as their cash register. I got up to the register. The guy glanced down at the iPad, saw my picture, saw my name, said, okay, hi, Julio, you're all set. And I sat down and ate, and that was it. And you'll notice I never reached into my pocket for any money. I never reached into my pocket for a credit card. I never did anything. The whole thing just happened automatically. My phone talked to the iPad. The guy just pushed a button to sort of confirm that what I was buying and how much I was paying, but it was just kind of a tap. It was a quick thing, and it's really quite amazing. This is a technology called Square that actually anybody can use. I you can flip this around and you can become the merchant yourself. Like, for instance, here at the Pioneer Press, we have a charity sale once a year that I run, and I set up an iPad with a little Square card swiper. The little card swiper plugs into the headphone port of the iPad. And when I'm selling all the merchandise to my coworkers for charity, they just walk up, they hand me my card, I swipe the card, take their payment, and that's it.
Wait a minute, back up here. They hand you their card, you swipe it on your phone?
On my phone or my iPad, correct.
Okay.
So essentially what's happening here is the iPad is increasingly being used by business as their cash register to process payments. And people that are carrying their phones are using their phones to pay at establishments. You can do it either way. You can be the merchant and use your phone to process payments, or you can be the customer and use your phone to pay for stuff. So you can do it either way. And the credit card is increasingly staying in your wallet.
Usually most businesses have to pay a fee to the credit card company of like a percent or two for the actual ability to process credit transactions. Does that also apply in these instances?
That's a very good point. These new systems, Square is a company in Silicon Valley founded by one of Twitter's co-founders, is credit card processing for the masses. You set up a free account. You never pay the normal way of doing this is you become a merchant and you have to pay these massive fees to be able to process credit cards. That's ancient history. You create a free Square account that allows you to sort of take payments from anybody. And the only thing that happens is whenever you take a payment, somebody pays you with a credit card. Square takes a very small percentage of that. That's it.
All right, hold on here. I got to log on and short Citibank and Visa and everybody, because I'm telling you, the credit card companies, how long are they going to stand for that? Because they make a huge amount of their profit through credit card transaction swipes.
Yeah, and Square was, you know, first on the scene, and it's getting a lot of competition. A lot of other companies are coming on the scene, and they're all doing the same thing. They're basically giving away these little card swipers that you plug into a tablet, you plug into a phone. PayPal, the company that's famous for processing payments, they have their own system now. And it's kind of revolutionizing transactions. Like, if you set up a business, if you set up any kind of business, you know, ranging from say you're a big restaurant owner and you set up a huge restaurant, or you're a housewife just running a garage sale for a couple of days, all you do is you plug this little card swiper into your phone or your tablet, and you're ready to go.
So you would then be swiping other people's credit cards into your phone, and then it goes out through Square, and the charge is then made at whatever their credit card holder company is.
Exactly. And the coolest part of this is when the person who's paying you their credit card has to sign. They sign with their finger on the screen of the phone or the tablet.
So it's a fingerprint?
No. They use their finger as if it were a pen, and they just sign their signature.
I think I'd be more comfortable getting the fingerprint.
But it's brilliant. Like, for instance, at the state fair, if you go into the parts of the state fair where they have these booths where they're selling international crafts and things, more and more of these merchants are processing their payments in this way.
Wow, fascinating stuff. The obvious question, is this secure? Is it more secure than the current way that we do monetary and charging and expenses?
It has been pretty secure. There was a little bit of a controversy with Square about its little swiper not encrypting the exchange of information. And that has been remedied. Square is giving everybody new card swipers that encrypt everything. So you should be good to go. I thought it was fairly secure in the past, but it's more so now.
All right. So when somebody swipes that credit card number into their phone, do they then keep that and capture that information?
No, they don't. They don't capture the credit card information for future use. That information just gets transmitted that one time to Square, so that the transaction can be registered, recorded, and consummated, and that's it.
Wow. So as far as a phone, does it need Wi-Fi connection, or could
you need to be connected to the internet? But you can do that over Wi-Fi. You can do that, you know, via your wireless carrier, and that's only the first step. What's going to be happening in the future is you're going to be able to walk into a restaurant or a store, and there's going to be a little reader. It's called near field communication. This is another completely different technology, but it works on the same principle. Near field communication. You'd be able to sort of wave your phone in front of the reader, and it will sort of register the transaction. So that's going to be another way this is going to happen. Starbucks, there's a whole different thing with Starbucks. You know, Starbucks has a system where you can pull up a little barcode on your phone when you're paying, and that barcode is read by a little scanner that's at the register, and that's how you pay.
Sure, and the barcode picture image is produced on the screen of your phone, and then they scan it off of that.
And that barcode corresponds to whatever you're buying, and then the little reader reads it, and bam, you've paid. This is after you've registered with Starbucks. And I thought that was kind of interesting when that came out, although I was a little dubious. It sounded a little convoluted to me. Sounded a little weird. I wasn't sure whether it was going to work or not. But apparently, this Starbucks system, which is completely different from the Square thing I described earlier, has been hugely successful. I mean, it's been a really, really big hit.
Well, I think that the ability for someone to be able to pull up an instant coupon or discount deal on their smartphone and then be able to, you know, put that image up on the screen and then they can hold it up in front of the cash register scanner, that's a no-brainer.
Exactly. I mean, there are all kinds of different ways to do this, but the bottom line is increasingly your wallet is going to stay in your pocket, your credit card's never going to come out, your phone is going to be kind of your digital wallet, and you're going to be using it to pay or be paid in any number of ways. I mean, you can skin this cat a whole b- bunch of different ways, but you know, the bottom line is your phone is going to be is increasingly going to become much more than you know than just a device for making phone
sure.
calls and checking Google. It's going to increasingly be sort of the center of your financial life.
So, what are some of your favorite apps that people might not be aware of that they might want to add to their phone or their iPad or their smartphone?
You may have heard of Instagram, the photo sharing app that lets you apply, you know, fun filters to the photos you take. I highly recommend that, and it was recently released for Android phones as well as iPhones. So there's a broader audience for it. So it's not an iPhone only app anymore. You know, people on Android can avail.
Can you explain to me how that's worth $1 billion to Facebook?
I have no idea how they came up with that number.
I got to tell you, I'm smelling pets.com with that.
Yeah, and the sock puppet and the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I can't even begin to understand that. But Instagram is just a ton of fun. I love that app.
Well, sure, I get the fun aspect of it, but how do you monetize that?
It was a situation where Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook didn't want anybody else to buy it, and he has a ton of money, and so he just threw a lot more money at this thing than it was really worth, just because he didn't want anybody else to get it. I think that's basically what happened.
All right, but again, I ask respectfully, why?
Why what?
Why did he buy it? You know, what are you going to do with it?
Well, Facebook has had trouble adapting to the mobile world. They started as a computer service, and their mobile stuff isn't very good, the stuff that you load on your phone. And so through acquisitions, you know, I think this may be the first of many through acquisitions is going to buy apps that will allow it to adapt better to the mobile environment.
Interesting. Julio, that's why we have you on this program. All right. As far as some other interesting apps,
I love listening to radio, public radio, commercial radio, all kinds of radio, and TuneIn Radio is the premier radio app. If you load that sucker on your phone, and you can listen to radio stations, basically anywhere. You can listen to CCO, you can listen to stations in Minnesota, other states around the world. Basically, it's all the world of radio at your fingertips. And
you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because for the first time, radio, when you're listening to a commercial message or whatever, on your screen, on your smartphone, can pop up that particular advertiser, their business. You touch your screen, it will take you to their website. And from there, who knows where that leads? But my point being, unlike when you're driving around in your car listening to the radio, you can't do that. You may be able to hear about a business, but now you can actually touch the screen on that radio streaming broadcast. I think that's an interesting thing for radio.
Yeah, that's a really good point. For me, the smartphone has revolutionized radio. I never turn on a radio the regular way anymore. I just put my phone in my speaker dock. And then I have a world of listening
sure.
pressure at my fingertips. It's really quite amazing.
Well, I take my phone now with my earbuds, and I'll plug it in, and I'll be mowing the grass listening to radio station out in San Francisco or someplace out of Thailand. But it's just amazing the ability to now have instant access. Ooh, I like that commercial, that product, or whatever that message was. I can click on it right then and there.
Exactly. And then there's the whole podcast angle. You don't have to listen to radio live anymore. You can just subscribe to different radio shows that are distributed in podcast form. If you're on an iPad or an iPhone, there's an app called Instacast, which is really quite amazing. It's a fantastic app. And then you can just subscribe to CCO podcasts basically anything you want. There's a whole world of listening out there. You download the shows, and then you can listen to them whenever you want. You're
excellent.
Not at the mercy of a schedule.
Julio, thanks for spending some time with us.
I enjoyed it. Anytime.
Julio Ojeda Zapata joining us from the Pioneer Press, talking tech and trends this evening on WCCO. Moose Miller sitting in for Esme Murphy.